Yeah. So for me, it's something related also to like personal experience and meditation practice, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at like how things are explained in the Kamakaku tradition, you mm-hmm. have this negative intellectual approach of Nagarjuna, and then you have this positive approach, you know, like by Saraha. Mm-hmm. Gyurotsava also nicely explains it. He says, well, the ultimate reality is only one, you know, but mm-hmm. you know, depending on how you approach it, whether you analyze in a philosophy class, you know, with a dualistic mindset, which only analyzes and which only has dualistic objects, you know, then mm-hmm. you have to deconstruct, then you have to negate, you know, mm-hmm. there's nothing else you can do because, you know, you're not beyond duality. So if you teach Buddha nature in a philosophy class or to somebody who is in a dualistic mind frame, then you will have reification, superimposition, and wrong understanding of Buddha nature. Mm. Then you cling to something external, and that's of course wrong, you know. Mm. And then you know, what is left over is then, you know, a state which is free from wrong reification and wrong denial. Mm. But you are not allowed to talk about it. It's not nihilistic. You know, there is something left, but you can't tell them that there's something left. Otherwise, philosophers will be confused, you know, because they will reify it.
Yeah.
So that's one thing, you know. And then you have Saraha and the Doha tradition and, you know, the Mahamudra tradition. And they work with direct experiences, you know, of the true nature of mind. And then, you know, you can say, well, it is beyond words. It cannot be defined. But look, you know, we can use language to try to communicate, you know, can be experienced directly. Mm. And then, you know, you say, well, it's luminous, it is a Buddha nature, even though, you know, it's not something which can be defined as a Buddha nature or as luminosity. It's not the light outside or the light you switch on or something.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor, you know, you try to communicate, you know,